What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97 won the ticket. Oh, football so close. Still blitz.
We are less than 50 days till kickoff of the college football season. Here's what I want to do today. Andy Staples of On3.com covers all college sports. He put together his Blue Bloods list for college football. So first, he has contenders and then the actual Blue Bloods. So I'm going to go through the contenders list here. First up in the contenders list, Florida State.
Saying that Florida State is a blue blood?
No, they're on the contender, so underneath the blue blood. Should they be underneath or should they actually be a blue blood?
Man, that's a tough one. You know what, David? They probably would have been a blue blood had they been allowed to make the college football playoffs last year.
Would making an expanded playoff, though, put them in that conversation, or would they have to accomplish more because it's an expanded playoff?
I think they would have to accomplish more. I mean, they do have a tie. Jeez, that's a good one right off the bat. I would still say, you know what? Yeah, they are a blue blood. I put Florida State in there.
You know what? I kind of want to agree with you. You go back and 20 years ago, you say Florida State, are they a blue blood? You're like, yeah, duh, obviously. It's been such a long time, I feel, since the Charlie Ward days even. I will say, if I have to choose blue blood or not, considering their hit, yes, I'll go blue blood, but barely a blue blood.
But they had a title in, 10 years ago, so it's not that far back.
Did they? Who'd they beat? I honestly don't remember, I guess.
The question that we're, I guess, getting at then is, can your history carry you to being a blue blood, or have you had to have done anything recently? And if you
no,
haven't,
I think it's both.
So
Kenny, I think it's both. I think it's both history and it is that you've consistently gone out there and won. You can't win every year, but it's why we always consider Bama as one of the blue bloods, because even though they don't win every year, they're always one of the top teams.
So you have to win every so often is what we're hearing.
I kind of I'm just trying to figure out where mind, right? Like when somebody says great college football franchises or blue bloods, I think you got to be top of mind. Like how many schools do you go through before you reach Florida State?
All right, guys, I got a lot more teams
oh,
to
I'm
go
sorry.
Through. These
I'm
are just
sorry.
The contenders.
Oh, sorry. We're just we're not even saying they're a
no.
blue blood. Okay, go on.
So let me give you the rest of the ACC who are in the contenders. So right underneath blue bloods, rest of the ACC would be Clemson, Miami.
There's no way in hell Miami's a blue blood.
Okay.
That's the history. And they're not even close.
So right there, they should be right underneath the blue blood.
We got to limit the Florida
no,
blue bloods,
there should be another category underneath that category.
Underneath this category.
Right.
That's fair. All right, I have SEC teams that are right underneath the blue blood line.
All right, so right underneath.
LSU, Florida, Auburn, and Tennessee.
All right, so LSU to me still seems like blue blood.
Right.
So, I even think Auburn's been decent enough recently where I put them in the blue blood category.
I don't know if I can go that far.
You know what? Auburn doesn't, Kenny, simply because they have to play. Alabama kind of embarrasses them every year, and it takes away from it. But LSU, yeah, if you would have told me this list, I would assume that LSU was a blue blood. Like, what else do they need to do?
You said Florida, too.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida is just underneath.
They're
Florida
on the cusp.
Used to be good.
Yes.
They're on the cusp. If they could just somehow get out of their own way, I think that they could work their way back into the blue blood category. If this were like the Tim Tebow early 2000s, they would definitely be there. Urban Meyer, yes, but now, no.
Nope. They're in that third category that you mentioned, Rico.
What, you hate Mark Ryan? Oh, wait,
the
no.
Georgia
just
fans.
A Georgia fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, my bad.
So there are two more right underneath the line, both in the Big Ten, Nebraska, Oregon.
Okay,
Okay. Nebraska is in that fourth category. Okay. Nebraska blue blood. No, no.
Good quarterback this year, though.
Oregon. You know what? I think that's fair for Oregon because of all the things that they've done. They need that title, man. They need the ring.
You know what it's like? Nebraska is like Indiana basketball. Indiana basketball hasn't done anything for a very long time yet. Everybody always talks about them like they're a blue blood. Same thing with Nebraska. Definitely not. As far as Oregon is concerned, what's between on the cusp and blue blood? Like on the cusp?
Titles.
Titles. I'll put them there.
They don't win titles.
Yes, I agree.
Right.
They got
If Oregon had two titles, I would say, okay, Oregon.
Did you see that story where Phil Knight said, I'm getting old, I'm willing to give Oregon players as much possible money during or through NIL?
Yeah,
he's back to win a title.
He went full Mike Ilitch.
He did. So here are the blue bloods, okay? SEC, Alabama, Oklahoma, Georgia, Texas. Thank you, Rico. Thank you.
Oklahoma and Texas.
Yeah, what has Texas done?
It's been a long time since Vince Young played for Texas.
They're going off brand, clearly.
Yeah. I would combine Oklahoma and Texas and insert LSU and say, LSU, you are in. If I'm a Tigers fan, I would be pissed watching this and seeing this saying, wait, these two jumped us? No.
I'm probably asking the wrong person, but would you have put Michigan as a blue blood before they won the Natty? Because that's what Texas is.
No.
All right. Hey, as long as you're consistent, I have no problem with it.
All right. So I will say, just considering Texas did bounce back, I got to put them as a blue blood.
Have they bounced back?
They were in the CFP. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes, and Oklahoma.
Okay, but
yes, absolutely. Okay, Oklahoma has had success constantly in every decade.
Using that criteria, then Oregon should be a blue blood.
Correct.
It's fair.
So, all right. So, let me give you the rest of the list here. Rest of the list is full of Big Ten teams.
We've talked way too much.
And one independent team. No. You're fine. Ohio State, Michigan,
yeah.
USC, Penn State. Notre Dame.
Is Penn State really a blue blood? I mean, they got a great program that sells 100,000 fans each game, but come on.
This is where I get offended because Penn State is in the same category as Georgia is, and that doesn't make any sense to me.
Nonsense.
Well, they're the same, Kenny. They're like the Spider-Man meme.
Okay, so the independent is obviously Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's the one independent.
No, Penn State does not belong in there at all. Michigan... They belong. They won the national championship, so I'll allow them to be in there. Ohio State's in there. Penn State's not. USC, yeah, as much as I think they're going to crash and burn, they belong in blue, but no. Notre Dame, Notre Dame is that head-scratcher, kind of like Florida State, where I could see it, but you need more recent success for me.
Under Brian Kelly, Notre Dame went to, what, 3 national title games? But they got their ass kicked, I feel, in every one of them. Man, that is, first of all, Penn State, that's an atrocity. Get them out of there. But, yeah, I'll say Notre Dame. I guess initially I said no. I'll go yes. It's a great list. It's fantastic.
It's a consensus. LSU should be in there.
Yes.
Penn State should be out.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. LSU, to me, Texas shouldn't be in there at all. I'm sorry. But, Texas is just the college version of the Cowboys. A lot of hype for nothing.
You know, if you want to do blue bloods for the first half of the season every year, then I'll put Penn State there. Right? For 6 games,
you know what?
Penn State is a blue blood.
Oh, if that's the case, I'll put Penn State's right up there with Northwestern.
Oh, yes.
Great for 6 weeks and then crashes and burns.
That is your college football blitz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.